Part 26, Chapter 1. Johnny and Angus were straight up against it. They had their heads bent over the work table in the console enclosure. Before them lay an open technical manual Angus had found in Turl's recycler basket. Cyclo-technical manuals were bad enough, but this was exceptionally bad. There is nothing worse than a cloudy operator's handbook produced for an already informed reader which omits basics and essentials. It was ruining Johnny's half-formed plans and introducing a tactical dilemma. Entitled Cautionary Examples for the Instruction of Trained Transshipment Console Operators, it, of course, made no mention of the essential switch position. But it did discuss what was called the same space phenomena. The manual warned against firing a transshipment item nearer than 25,000 miles. Johnny had hoped he could somehow lay a tactical nuclear weapon inside each of those major war vessels and get rid of them. The same space phenomena informed them that space considered itself identical on the principle of nearness. By a law of squares, the farther another point in space was away, the more different it was from the point of origin. Total difference did not occur until one reached a point approximately 25,000 miles away. Teleportation motors used this to run, and they were quite different from transshipment functions. A motor ran on the principle that same space resisted distortion heavily. The shorter the distance, the more the distortion. Thus, the motor thrived on the refusal of space to distort. But here, one was not moving an object. One was moving merely the position of the motor housing. You could even run a dozen motors in the same room, and though they would cross-distort, they would function. But to move an object cleanly, without destruction of it or harm to the transshipment rig, one had to have two spaces to coincide with each other. And space would not do that so long as it considered itself same space. He would just get a mangled mess. It was all quite obtuse, and Johnny did not feel well. Every time he leaned over, he felt dizzy. Dr. Allen came out and insisted he take some more of this sulfa.
"We can't bomb the ships with this," said Johnny. "And if we bomb their home planets with this rig, the attacking force won't find out about it for months. They're all just reaction drives, and they're months from home."
He sighed.
"This rig won't serve us offensively."
The rig worked. They knew that because they had just proven it. They had taken a gyro-mounted camera from drone spares. It was the type of picture-regulating device which a drone used to look for things, and it moved any kind of a recorder around through any degrees of a sphere, according to how you set it. You could put any picto-recorder in it. And they had done just that. The rig could cast an object out and bring it back, or it could cast one out and leave it. You moved this space out there and brought it back, in order to just send out an object and recover it. Or you moved this space out to the coordinates of that space, and that space now would hold the object, and you brought this space back empty. Actually, nothing moved through space at all, but this space and that space were made to coincide.